Good morning, universe. Good morning, humanity. Or afternoon, evening, or the middle of the night, wherever you are. Happy International Peace Day. Today is such an important day. My name is Fifth, and we're broadcasting here from Oroville, the epicenter of peace, human unity, and love. Excuse that frog in my throat. Anyway, today, as I said, is International Peace Day. So that means peace in myself. We do yoga where we unify the heart, the mind, the nature with self. Peace with each other. Peace with my beautiful station manager, Stefano, and Ruben, who's doing this for Tube Tumbi. And peace with our community, peace with the world, and peace with nature. Are you careful with nature? Are you watching the water? Are you just like madly brushing your teeth and the whole thing is flowing and you're having half-hour showers? No, we want to create peace all around. A few years ago, Hamish, my husband and my life partner in MediClown Academy, and I were invited with my other partner, Carolyn Pogue, an amazing writer, to go to Uganda to seed a peace camp with kids who'd been affected by the civil war. And we're talking really hard-ass stories, really bad stories. And we went there, and I was blown away by what they told us and what they shared. We also took with us a Ugandan who was someone I'd worked with for a number of years. And they spoke Acholi and English. And we went around, and it was called The Art of Peace, a camp for kids. So we did the art of writing, the art of music, the art of theater, the art of laughter. And they loved laughter because laughter heals. So in this particular case, this one boy wrote, and he shared his story. And when he shared his story, I said, you know, Nicholas, what I would love to hear is a story in your own words, not what you've written down, but tell me. And he told everyone, and this is a horrific story. It's absolutely horrific. I won't go into all the details, but I will share with you that when the LRA, the Lord's Revolutionary Army, came to his village, they said, "We want poshu." Poshu means porridge. And his mother said, No, there is no more poshu. And they said, then you will become poshu. And they demanded that Nicholas run to get an axe. Nicholas was terrified. And so he ran away and they caught him. And they brought him back and they got the axe. And they chopped his mother and father in front of him. Then they put his mother and father in a big pot. And they cooked his mother and father. And they made everyone in the village eat. Take a breath. And send love. There you go. They made everyone eat from that pot. Then they took Nicholas and they said that he had to spear people. They drugged him. He was 8 years old at the time. Eight. They drugged him. They took him away. And 8 years later, there was another soldier that saw him and recognized him from that village. And Nicholas, that whole time, had wanted to leave home. Not home, rather. He'd wanted to go home. He'd wanted to leave the LRA. This man helped him to escape. And when he came to see us, and we were working with World Vision and the Uganda Faith Writers at that time. And he was blank. There was nothing that was there, no affectation. And we gently started to work with him and to laugh with him very, very gently. And it's going to be hard to believe, but I have photos, and Ruben, I'll put photos on this, yeah? And within a week, he was smiling and he was laughing. And he was saying, now I can forgive my wrongdoers. I can leave my luggage behind. And we laughed every day with that intention of healing ourselves, healing that environment that these kids, he was now 14, these kids, the environment that they were taken away from and then that they were put back into. And now this was a few years ago. And our friend Wakamot still goes to Uganda once a year, checks in on those kids. And they are happy. They're able to share the love and the laughter. Because you see, laughter switches your brain when it is done with intentionality. So you need to have that image of being happy, of seeing peace, of feeling that in your heart and sharing that with the world. Dr. Madan Katarye, his motto and one of the things he does with laughter yoga is to create a wave of peace around the world. I'm going to share one more story with you. It'll be a little longer episode this time. Is that okay, Stefano? Yeah. There was a girl and she was 12 years old when she had been abducted from that same village, Miriam, and she had been made to marry. She'd been raped. And she gave birth to this beautiful child. And I don't know quite how to say the name of the child, but it was meant a gift from God. So here she was. She had been raped. She had this beautiful baby that she loved. And she was 13 at this time when she gave birth to this child. And she called it Miriambaka, I think, something like that. And it meant a gift from God. So here, we worked with her as well. She brought her little girl in, who is now 4.5 years old. And together, we shared love, we shared laughter, and there was a huge healing. So if these two kids can forgive their wrongdoers, if they can put their baggage behind them, and they can look, they can envision a peaceful self, a peaceful relationship with others, and a peaceful, all-embracing, encompassing world, we can all do that. And so today, on International Day of Peace, let's ring out laughter. Let's ring laughter to all parts of the world, to the water, to the oceans, to the air, to this virus, this pandemic. Get rid of it. Let's laugh our way into health, into peace. And so, are you guys with me, Stefano? We're going to laugh and we're going to laugh with intentionality and create peace on every level throughout the world. You're with me, Ruben? Okay, and let's take it out laughing. And feel your laughter going into all the war-torn areas. Visualize laughter helping. Because when you're laughing, you can't be fighting. Ha 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 ha